Hey guys, and welcome to episode 53 of the OCDstories.com podcast. So in this episode, I wanted to read out one of the stories because I feel I don't do enough of that on this podcast, and I want to throw a few more in between interviews because, you know, the reason why I started this the reason why I started this website was to share my story and other people's stories, because I found in my own recovery, sort of when I was at my worst, it was reading other people's stories that gave me hope and sometimes pointers in what to do next. So I wanted to read out this story by Sophie Driscoll, which I put live the other day, because I believe she offers a great deal of hope and shows, you know, how far you can come. But before I get into that, next week we will have another interview. I'm recording it today, in fact, so it'll be live next Sunday. But before we get into that, throughout January, I'm running a competition where you can win free OCD books, which is The Mindfulness Workbook for OCD by John Hirschfield and Tom Corboy. John, obviously, who we've had on the podcast, and I'll put the link to that episode in the show notes. Get Out of Your Mind and Into Your Life by Dr. Stephen Hayes. We also had him on the podcast, which was awesome, and that will be in the show notes. And then the third book is Break Free from OCD, which is Paul Salkofkis, Fiona Chalakum, and I can't remember the third person, unfortunately. So to win these free books, all you've got to do is share your podcast highlight of 2016. So your favorite moment or favorite episode from 2016 on Facebook. You could share this in picture form. You could share it in a tweet. It's on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And you've got to tag the OCD Stories, so at the OCD Stories, and also use hashtag OCD Story. So that's tag the OCD Stories and use hashtag OCD Story to be entered in the competition. And at the end of January, I will announce the winner of those three great books. I will mention this again at the end of the show, so don't worry if you didn't get all that. There's also mention this on my site where you can find the information. But this podcast is sponsored by the great guys at No OCD. If you haven't tried the app, I encourage you to do so. It's currently only on Apple or iPhone. They are looking to bring it on Android fairly soon. But if you do have an iPhone, check it out. It's free to you, and they will donate money to an OCD charity. Okay, so I want to read this story to you, and then at the end of the story, I'll go into why I liked it and why I wanted to share it with you. Okay, so let's do it. The story is called It All Started When I Was 3 Years Old. It all started when I was 3 years old, and my family was going on a 3-day road trip. My older sister was eating a brownie, drinking apple juice, and reading all while the car was moving. So she threw up. I had no idea a person that could do that, and I didn't know if she would live. That was the first time I remember having a panic attack, and from that point onward, I've been terrified of vomiting or having anyone vomit near me. When I was younger, my main compulsion was to control what I and my family ate. I couldn't eat chocolate at all, and my family could only have one dessert item each day. No one could eat more than one snack between lunch and dinner, and if anyone tried to break that rule, I would forcibly steal the food from their hands and put it in the garbage. I could not, and still struggle with, eating in any restaurant that is too dirty or dark. And I cannot go through a revolving door, drink a whole glass of water, especially after 8 p.m, ride a roller coaster, or use a public restroom without anxiety and intrusive thoughts about vomiting. As I got older, I became more aware of my surroundings, and I was introduced to the concept of alcohol. The idea of not having complete control over my executive function completely petrified me from the start. And as I had more experience being around drunk people, I decided that I would never drink alcohol. That, coupled with the reality that drinking too much often makes you throw up, caused a new obsession to surface for me. This obsession is with coming into contact with alcohol, getting drunk or addicted, having to interact with a drunk person, drinking drunk myself, and being in the car with a drunk driver. This obsession has introduced new compulsions as well as keeping the old ones around. I cannot be in the same room as alcohol, touch a bottle of alcohol, be in the grocery aisle where alcohol is sold, get a shot for fear of absorbing the rubbing alcohol and getting drunk or addicted. ride with a driver who has been, or who I think may have possibly been, anywhere near alcohol, or learn to drive myself for fear of giving myself the power to drive drunk without having lots of anxiety and intrusive thoughts about alcohol. Also, I tap certain things with my feet as I walk in order to prevent myself from coming into contact with alcohol, lest I become addicted. This particular obsession-compulsion combo has seriously inhibited my ability to trust people because it causes me to have trouble trusting anyone who I have ever seen drink an alcoholic drink, even if only a sip. These obsessions and compulsions have at times been so unbearable that they have caused me to struggle with self-harm and suicidal thoughts. When I hit my lowest point, I tried to take my own life because I felt I couldn't stand to handle OCD anymore. Now, I am incredibly grateful to be alive, both so I can live my life to the fullest and so that I can encourage others in their fights of OCD and other mental illnesses. Despite these low points, I have been extremely fortunate throughout my recovery. I have had a therapist who knows about OCD and exposure therapy since I was 8 years old, and that has been an immense blessing in my recovery process. Being in therapy at a young age helped me to learn to be open about my struggles and my story without much fear of being judged. Also, I was fortunate to discover early on that I am not the only one going through this. When my therapist officially diagnosed me with OCD, I did some research on YouTube and found a documentary that completely changed my life, Extreme OCD Camp by the BBC. I saw myself and the OCD sufferers who were profiled, and for the first time, I felt completely understood. I realised there is a name for what I was going through, and there are other people who are also going through it. Admittedly, I still watch the documentary when I feel alone in my struggle. Another big part of my OCD recovery story is my Catholic faith. I was raised in the faith, but I did not believe any of it until I was in ninth grade. Before that year, I had decided that God could not exist if he allowed me and others to struggle and suffer so much. But after taking a class about the Old Testament with an amazing teacher, I could see God's presence in my life and in the lives of others. My faith has given me the strength I have needed to fight OCD. Getting to know God's grace and love is an escape from OCD for me. I hope to give that to others. So I plan to study theology in college, and I hope to make my career out of working in ministry, whether that be at a high school, a college, or as a spiritual director or counsellor. I am nowhere near completely recovered, and new compulsions arise as I treat the old ones, but I am certainly closer each day to being OCD free. I even hope to get my driver's permit this summer, which would be an enormous victory over OCD. I hope that my story encourages others and helps them see that there is a purpose in getting through that really hard exposure. I know that this is cliche, but if any one single person is helped by my story, my struggle would be completely worth it. We will keep trudging on together. God bless, Sophie Driscoll. Now, I love that story for a few reasons. It's me again now, Stuart. And the reason I love that story is one, they talk. She talks about the benefits of sharing. You know, she clearly says there, you know, the BBC documentary Extreme OCD Camp, by the people that participated in that documentary, you know, they were sharing their story to millions of people by being on the BBC. And by doing that, you know, they now make Sophie feel not alone. And she's now shared her story. So, you know, if you ever want to share your story, please do send me your story and I will share it. Obviously, it can be anonymous. But I like that idea that she said about how it's helped her sharing her story and others sharing their story for her. And it also shows that she's not alone. There's nothing to be concerned about in the sense of lots of people go through it. Although it's scary and it's awful, it's relatively normal to many people. The other part she talks about is faith. I'm not a particularly religious person. And if you're not, you know, you don't have to have faith in a God, but I believe having faith in something, whether it is God, the Catholic faith in this instance, Jesus, or whether it's Muhammad or Buddha, or even, you know, putting faith in a philosophical idea like Taoism and you know, Taoism is actually classified as a religion, but in many ways it's more of a philosophy. You know, whatever it is, put faith in mankind, put faith in the belief that this too shall pass, and the faith that everything will work out in the end. You know, whatever it is, having faith could really help pull you through in those times where, you know, it's hard to have hope. Faith is a promise. Hope can be fleeting sometimes, whereas faith is kind of, it's almost like a value. It's having hope even when there is none, because it's not about your emotions anymore, it's about your values. And faith is saying, even though I don't see how, I have faith that it will work out. And I think faith's a beautiful thing to have. She talks about fear of vomiting, which I believe is called emetophobia, which is a sort of a phobia of vomiting, and her obsessions around that. So I wanted to share that because it's not one that gets talked about, but I know quite a few people who get extremely anxious and have panic attacks around whenever they feel like they're going to be sick. So, you know, it's good for her for sharing that. And it's great to see that, you know, she's pushing on to try and get a driver's license, which, you know, at the start of the story, that seemed impossible to her. And I think that is a testimony that wherever you are, you can achieve what you want, and you can kind of push back against OCD and slowly get rid of it, slowly or quickly get rid of it. It depends per person, but it is possible. And that's why I wanted to share this story, is to show you that recovery is possible. So, you know, thank you, Sophie, for letting me share your story on the site and on the podcast, and good luck with your driving test in 2017. I hope you do it, and please let us know how you get on. But yeah, so if you feel like sharing your story, that's awesome. If not, I hope the stories on the site do inspire you and the podcast continues to do so. Don't forget the competition. You can win free OCD books. That's the number three, but they will be free to you if you win it, obviously. So just share your favorite podcast highlight of 2016 on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and tag at the OCD Stories and use hashtag OCD Story. And you'll be entered into the competition. And I will pick the winner at the end of January. Three good books that I've read and believe in. Sorry, I didn't read Get Out Your Mind Into Your Life. I listened to it on audiobook version from audible.com. But also, if you wanted to become or support the podcast, you can do so now on patreon.com, which is patreon.com/theocdstories. And I've got various rewards on there for whatever level you want to pledge. There's a video on there that explains it all. So if that sounds interesting to you, go check it out. But as always, yeah, thank you so much. Check out some other stories this week and see how they help and inspire you. There's a search box on the site where you can search your particular obsessions or compulsions, and you should be able to find some stuff related to yours. Yeah, and I'll see you next week for the next interview, which will be episode 54 of the OCDStories.com podcast. Speak to you then.